We are in Daf Chof Aleph Omed Aleph. Arba Nedorim Mitiru Chachomim Omale Rabbi Abba Ba'amamo L'Rabbi Ami Amritlon Mishmei D'Rabbi Yehudi Nesiye Man Tane Arba Nedorim Rabbi Yehudi D'Oma Mishim Rabtav Lo'oilom Einechad Mehem Nozir Lufi Shloi Nitno Neziris Elo Laflo. Let's just say the Gemara a little further, and then we'll see the Ram to understand exactly what the Gemara is saying. Omer, Rav Omer, Afilatimer, Abonon, Miktoni, Shneim, Rotsu, Shneim, Roitzin, Ktoni. Now let us see the Ram. Lefi, Shloi, Nitna, Neziris, Elolaflo. That means we had had this memre of, Rabbi Yehuda v'shem Rav Tarfon. We hear this on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. The Ran brings down Meseches Nozer Tnan Lo B'shnayim Shoyim Ahalchim B'derech. That's on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Ramas Lein Echad Mehem Nozer B'shnayim Shoyim Ahalchim B'derech V'ro Echad Bo Kenegdo Oma Echad Mehem Hareini Nozer Shezei Ish Ploini. Now it seems it was the other way around. It would seem that that the first person said, this is not Beryl, and I'll be a Nozer if this is Beryl. And the second one says that Zichir is Beryl, and I'll be a Nozer if he's not Beryl. That's what happened over here. None of them are nazirim. V'yoyv Rab Yehuda mishmei taimei lemilse v'leishen nit naziris elo lahaflo. Kloima, she'ein naziris chal at she'yiforish oiso b'loy shum tenai. That means that he's mekabel naziris without conditions. Kidersiv kiyafli demashme she'yiforish. But if there's a doubt in his mind that maybe I'm really not being Mekabel Naziris, there's a possibility of not being Mekabel Naziris, so then he doesn't become a Nozer. That's a besondere din in Naziris, you need haflo. That means he has to be aware fully that he's Mekabel Naziris, then it gets a teres kabbalah. If there are any doubts in his mind, maybe he's not being mekabel naziris, so then felten gemiras das, and it is not a nozer. So now, so the Ran says, v'hu adin l'nedorim. The halacha v'aflo alibe d'raptafen applies by nedorim also. The iskish l'naziris, there's a hekish nedorim to naziris. B'loy chayim. Elim ken yekabel b'loy t'nai. Hilkach moiche v'loy keir shetolu nedorom b'tnai. That means the moiche said, I'm making a koinam on your money if you'll give less than a seller. So that means we'll give the moiche questionnaire, did you make a koinam on your money? So he says, well, it matters what's going to happen. So there is no hachlota brura that I'm making a neder. I'm making a neder on a tnai. If this will occur, I'm making a neder. So a neder is not chal in such a neifen. Is af al pisha ovru al tnom loichayli nidrayu. So the neder was not chal. So just let's go and see the lashon of the Mishnah. According to this pshat means that in the end, it ended up that both were merutze to give three dinrim. This was not their rotzen in the beginning. In the beginning, each one meant what he said. If you'll give me less than a seller, I'm answering your money. And he said, if I'll pay more than two dinrim, I'm asking the chayfetz. But after a long heated discussion, they both came to an agreement and they were maskim to end up paying 3 dinrim. Afal pi kein, so even though theoretically both are over on the nether, but since the nether was made not with an oifen of haflor, so therefore the nether wasn't chal. That is how now that's how Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Rava Omar Afilotemo Rabbonim Miktoni Shneyem Rotsu Kloimer the Masnis and the Nidre Zeruzin Lav Mishum Afloi. It's not Al Tzaflo Ela Mishum Shoshomu Chachomim Daitom the Chazal Bomishaya Deedas Shaloinodru Bedavke that the whole nether was not made bedavke. Ela lezares, the purpose of the nether was lezares. He never meant that if you'll give me less than a sell, I'm asking your money. He never meant that. This was said to be mezares, but it was not meant to be miskayim. The miktoni rotsu, there's a saying the Mishnah Shneim rotsu b'shloisha dinrim, sheyei mashim u'usoy sherotsu lipsoif. Shneyem reitzim ktonim. So reitzim means b'shas, they're talking, and b'shas, they're saying this statement, they don't mean what they said. He doesn't mean if you'll give me less than a sell, I'm asking the money. And he doesn't mean if I'll have to pay more than 2 dinrim, I'm asking the chayfetz. Because shneyem reitzim b'shloisha dinrim. Both of them would be very happy with shloisha dinrim. The mashme mitchilo va'atzoif, the whole time, that was their intent. So memele, they never meant what they said. So that is Rovis Mahalach in the Mishnah. And it's going to fill according to the Chachomim, Mu'achilik, and Rabtaf. V'koshali, l'may desal kedaitach mi'ikore, the time of the masnisin b'shum aflow, according to the Havamina, not Havamina, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, the reason is Al Tzaflo. Lomalei lemisne shneyem roitzim b'shloisha dinrim v'rotzu lepsoif koma. Kloimar sheniskayim amecher b'shloisha dinrim. Aces, the Mishnah is telling us that there's no Issa even though it ended up against the Nedarim, that means the Gemar HaMekach was, that both were over the Nedarim. Why did the Mishnah have to say such a case? Afilu nosnu moicha b'shekel, oisha nosnu boi lekeach selo nidron botu, kivin shebishas nidron oim esparadovam yocholim lat. So, I think the Ran is asking as follows. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya learned that Shneyem Roitzim means Rotzu Lepsoif B'Shloisha Dinrim, but the Emerson, there's another Svore to say that could be Shloisha Dinrim, I mean, could be Shneyem Roitzim B'Shloisha Dinrim. The lashon of the Mishnah is misleading when we speak about Shloisha Dinrim. L'chayre, the Mishnah should have said, V'nisratze b'shekel, or V'nisratze b'sela. That means, if the Mishnah wants to tell us it's a dinaflo, so the Mishnah should speak out an oifen that the zichel were oiva on the nether, that means the whole nether was made that the lekeir should not get away with giving a shekel, or the meicher should not get away with receiving a sella. Ulepsoif, he gave a sella, ulepsoif, or he accepted a shekel. Afalpikein, it's mutter. So lekeire, if the Mishnah would have said such a mashal, I would appreciate better and understand more clear of Pshat in the Mishnah. That means in this case, the Zichel were over on the Tanai, Vafal Pikein, it's Mutter. Shneim Reitzim B'Shloisha Dindrim could perhaps mean, like the way Rava says, that they don't mean exactly what they're saying. They'd both be happy with a happy medium of three dindrim. So Lechere, the Mishnah should have said a better moshel. Afilu nasnu meicha b'shekosh, nasnu meilekeh selo, nidron botu. Kivin shebesas nidron loyhoye mizbara radovo, im yocholim lav. V'nire be'einai, the Tana revusek toni. No, the Tana wants to tell us a chiddush. The marshal of Shloisha Dindrim is a revusa. The loymi boy b'shnaim shoyim ahalchem b'derech. That means the case of Havlo, we have a Mesechtes Nozir. That both were oilach b'derech, v'ol ma'achem mehem areini nozir shezei is poloini. I'll be a nozir if that's bell. Omer chaveire areini nozir sheini. I'll be a nozir if it's not bell. Ve'nechad mehem nozir k'ab Yehuda, Mishim Rav Tav. So, in Mesechtes Nozir, we see a case that the Naziris is not Chal because there's a chasorin of Aflo. The Hosom Dinu Shuloi Tochel Nazirusom. Lefi Shi Efsha Lochel Naziris Al Shneim. Because over there, both will Zicha not become a Nozir. Either he's Beryl or he's not Beryl. V'kivin she'botol eitzel zeh, botol eitzel zeh. She'misho rishoyne yotzuso nezires levatol. V'chi agav nepshitele letanda demas nisn, lehavi yaflo. Alafilu b'moiche v'lekech shef sheshiya nedach ala oshneya. B'soiv gam ken kacho yusherotsu b'shloisha dinrim. Venimsish kolechot over alt noi, visal kadaitach minichia gavnaflo mikrayu kamash melon. Now, I think Pshat and the Ran is as follows. Dachsech mir, the chesorin of haflo is that there is missing some sort of gemiras tas on the nether. I mean, since a person put a condition in the nether, so there's missing gemiras das that is really neither because he knows he made a condition, and he is in the back of the mind. In his mind, could be the nether will not be chal. So there's missing gemiras das in the nether. Now it could be in the case of shnayim hayu mahalchem bederech. There's one more cheshbon over there. That means each neider knows that one of them won't be a nozer. So that alone perhaps is goyrim less gemiras das. That means we're making the dorim, and we also know that one of us, zicher, the neider won't be chal. So it's not only a possibility that my nether won't be chal. I know that one of the two nedarim won't be chal. So it could be this is a greater chesaron in gemiras das. That means knowing, that means a tnai alone is a suffik. Will it be chal? Won't it be chal? So that's one darge that it's missing in a flaw. But the mission over there is telling us another darge. That we all know when we know that we know that one of the nedarim zicher won't be chal. So it could be that this is less gemiras das. Ela filu b'moicha v'leikeach. Now that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Filu b'moicha v'leikeach. Shef sheshiya neder chal or shneya. The neder could be chal on both. That means they're going into a nether that there's a possibility it will be chal on both of them. לבסייד גם כן ככה היו, נראה את התקה אפתדווי, שרוצו בשלושה דינרים, למה יש את זה בוס, הגבית שלושה דינרים סבוס, ובמוי ונדנדר, נים ששכל אחד עובר על תנועי, וסל כדאי תכמין דריה גם נפלו מקראי, this is called נפלו, because here, there was Gemira's das, because they realized that this nether could be in this kind by both of them. Kamash Malon, this is also, since each one did not know, Bepoyel, if his nether will be chal, that's alone as a chason the Gemira's das. Zokte Gemara weiter. Omalei Ravina le Ravashi. Now Ravina asked Rav Ashi a shayla. Omar loy tvei misela. What will be the din? Our Mishnah tells us that the Moicha says he won't sell it less than a seller. And the Leker says he won't give more than a shekel. And that we say that's Nidrei Zruzin. What is if the Moicha told him, I won't give it less than tvei misela? And he says, I won't give more than, less than a shekel. Nidra have a yisruzim have. So let us see, Daran, what it's todi hashay lo. Daran seems to explain this in two mahalchem. Omalei tvei misela, kloima, she omalei koinem, sheini peiches loch minasela uprute. I won't give you less than a selo pute. Lekeich omar koinim she'eni moisif lecho al shekel poches pute. I won't give you anything more than a shekel minus a pute. Nidra have oizeruzin have. So what are the study of shayla? We just added a pute, deducted a pute. What's the shayla? Dikala meima, the kivin de nochis kula hayla diyuke. But over here we see that they're going into the particulars. The yukim, that I won't give you less than a, give you less than a shekel minus a pute. Bedavke nodro v'lei lezaret. That means, they really mean what they're saying. That's why they're going in how firm they are in their commitments, or that I won't give any more than a shekel minus a pute. So according to the first pshat in the Ran, the study of Shaila is that from the digduk of the Noidrim, we see they take mean what they say. Lishna achine, now the Ran is the second pshat. Omalei tvei misela, shomalei sheifches loi michomish dinrim. Tvei misela does not mean a sela posa plute, that means five dinner. Vamalei idach botzel mishekel, shiton bayoysa min dinner. It's not going to give more than a dinner. So what is the shayla over here? It's kiven de melchiki kula hai bedavke nota. That means that they're going, there's such a big melchik betayim, so it seems they really mean what they say. This is not he just wants, one wants to convince the other. They're more or less on common ground, so then we can say, we just made that he should raise the price a little bit, but if they're mamish in two different, oifanim, such a richuk in shume, so he zicha means what he says. Omalei. So Ravashi answered Ravine, Tanine, we learned. Oyo misarev b'chaveirei sheyeichel etzlai. He says, Reuven is pressuring Shimon, come and eat by me. And Shimon sees Adnish Kaneitze. Omalei, v'omalei told him, Koinem, eat by you. Koinem beischa shani nichnas. I won't walk into your house. Tipas soinan shani toim. I won't drink a drop of water by you. You tell me to eat and drink. So state in the Mishnah, muta likonis lebeisa, you're allowed to go into the house. Belishtes imenu tzoyna, and you're allowed to drink a drop of water. Shleinis kaven zel ushumachila ishtia. He meant you have to read between the lines. He didn't mean Yena is pressuring him. So whatever he's saying, he means to say, I won't eat a suda. Ba'amai, let's go a little further. We'll speak, elaborate about this din suda. Ba'amai v'tipas tzoynan koma. So here's Sipas Tzayna. So the Gemara means to ask, and the Ran will explain according to both Mahalchim. That means if this, according to the first Pshat, I say if a person is Medayik, Sela, and plus Aputa, so we see he means exactly what he's saying. This person was Medayik. He says, I won't drink a drop of water. So Mamela, he was Medayik. Or according to the second shot, that there's a big richuk between one and the other. He also a big richuk. Yen is asking him to, Yen is asking him he should eat a meal by him, and he says, one of a drop of water. It's also a big richuk. So that was the shaila. The shaila was that if there's a diuk or a richuk, we should say whatever was said was meant. And here it says not like that. It was the he just meant to say that he doesn't mean what he said. But tipa seina koma ela mishtayin ishochi. That's how a person speaks. Achinami mishtayin ishochi. Now let us see the Ran. Shlenis kaven ze el v'shem achilo ishtiye. Alme. Number one, we see that he was medayik. There's a big richuk between what he's pressuring him and what the nether is. Is af al ga hochenami, af al ga do omar, chad feimi sele, vidach botsim in shekel, zruzenu, velav davk. That's he wanted to be poishet. Omer lei mi domi, gabi tzoynon, tzadikim oimrim ma'at, poise harbe. Oches veiko, duma poches mzol, vyeisa al shekel, komar, that's by a tzaddik. The tzaddik, he says he's going to do a little, and he ends up by doing a lot. Hilkach mistafi hai. That means, so Yena wanted a, Yena is pressuring him to come into his house and have a suda. And he doesn't want to come in. So, between you and me, it means so much to him, he'd come in to have a glass of water. He doesn't want to have a whole suda by him. But he's scared to say that. If he just says, I'll come in for a glass of water, that's all what he needs already. So, Memela is a glass of water, so he'll give him kesuda shloime b'shaitai. So, Memela, so that's why he's mentioning, I won't even drink a glass of water. But the kainam that he's making really is not on a glass of water because it doesn't bother him to drink a glass of water. So the kainam is not really meant for a glass of water. But he mentions a glass of water because that's the only way of protecting himself not to get pressured into a whole suda. Hilkach, mistafi hai, di moide le betipa soina, if it'll be moide, I'll come in for a drop of water, shalech elenu halbe, so he'll give him a tremendous suda. Umishimochi obba tipa soina, that's why he said koinam tipa velav davke. But he doesn't really mean a tipa soina, he means, I don't want what a tipa soina can bring to, that means a tipa soina can mean shtiya marube. But over here, I don't have this cheshbon. Why should Yenna say a seller and a pruta? The medavka come of leila zaris, v'le ifshi tim bayin v'noktin and lechuma. Period. I'd like to mention Kashi from the Machna Frayim. In this case of Tipas Seina, so we say Tipas Seina is Icha Muta. Now let us look at the Rosh for 1 minute. This is the third line from the bottom. Buta likonis lebeise v'lishtei simei tipe soinon shlinis kavan elu l'shem achila ishtia. Zokta Rosh. Oma shehizkir knisis abayis v'tipe soinon loik even elu l'zaris. That means, I won't even need a tipe, but they didn't mean that. V'chol shkein shemuta b'achila ishtia. Zokta Rosh is allowed to eat also. Ma shalei hizkir. Because that he didn't even mention. The kivin de masha hoitzi bepive ni neda. He says, it's a kalvachayma. What he said, since he doesn't mean what he said it. But since he doesn't mean what he said, so does never teres neda. Gama machshove ine klum. So what he meant and he didn't say, that means that the Rosh seems to say it's zikher mochama to say and not mean what you say, then not to say at all. So if what he said is worthless, about the givis, what he meant is worthless. That means if it, Koshkin says shoitzi bepiv mashloihoya beliboy. I mean, he's talking about the tipa sainan, which he doesn't mean, and so zikha won't become, so he's talking about a tipa sainan. So zikha won't become also a suda merube. From this, it seems the Ran also holds like this. So the Machna Frayim in Simen Yudches from Hilchis Nedorim asks, how does this stem with the Ran we learned yesterday? The Ran said yesterday that he brought down a Machlekes. If the Meicher said, Koinom, if I sell, less sell. So we say, it doesn't mean less than a seller, three dinrim, there should be a kainim, it's nidreis rusim, it doesn't mean it. But what if he sells it for a shekel? That was the whole shekel of Italia. The kaif says, I'm going to give a shekel, that's all I'm going to give. And he says, kainim if I give it less than a seller. So Al Kaponim, the whole purpose of the Kainim is to show the Lekeach that I'm zicher not going to be masking with a shekel, that's for sure. I'm making a Kainim less than a seller, but zicher won't give a shekel. So the neder was made for sure to show the Lekeach zicher won't give a shekel. And the Lekeach's neder was to show zicher won't give a seller. That's for sure. The in-between could be that's flexible. But these two things, these two points are not flexible. So the Ran brought on a machloikis, and the first day it was that, in the Hanami, if the Meicher will sell it for a shekel, or the Lekech will give a seller, not even a neder. That's what the Ran said. So the Machna Frayim asks, how does this stem with this din? That means, he said he won't give less than a seller. So less than a seller is kailo, it's less than a seller, can mean three dinrim, 2.5 dinrim, 2 dinrim. Now, on 3.5 dinrim, everything is less than a seller. On 3.5 dinrim, it doesn't mean. 3 dinrim, it doesn't mean. 2.5 dinrim, it doesn't mean. 2 dinrim, it does mean. But all this is included in less than a seller. So, and that we say, that will, in whatever is included in less than a seller, which he meant is chal. That's what the Ran says. It means less than a seller is koilu, 3.5, 3, 2.5, 2. And 2 he meant, so it's chal the nether on 2 dinrim. So lechayre by kainam tipes seinen, so lechayre, it means I won't have 1 drop. For 2 drops, I also won't have. I mean, 1 drop, I won't have 2 drops. I mean, lechayre, if 1 is also, so 2 are also also. So kainam tipes seinen is I'm answering with my nether, I'm answering 1,000 drops also lechayre. 1,000 tipas seinens. And that I meant. But the mashmois is, tipas seinen means, since I was mefara tipas seinen, so the mashmois is that I mean tipas seinen. And that I don't mean. So, the whole nether is bottled. The rest I didn't say. You look at the poshete mashmois. The poshete mashmois is tipasoina, and that I don't mean. So we don't mean that, so nothing was said. Here also, pochis misela means less than a seller making a kaina. Well, he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean pochis misela less than a seller. So if what he said he doesn't mean, so the nether wasn't chal. Why over here do you say the nether is chal? Because I know he meant to aser on 2 dinrim. And why do you say that it's not chal on the shtiyah meruba? That, this kasha, the Machna Ephraim asks on the Ran. The Naim Lemishpat wants to say a very interesting teretz. The Naim Lemishpat wants to say as follows. That, but over here, the lotion of the nether is tipas soina. That's the lotion. What is he answering? Tipas soina. Now, tipas soina, he doesn't want to answer. Fine. Now, what does he want to answer? Shtiyah merube. Heba Nansadi wants to answer shtiyah merube. But he didn't say shtiyah merube. All he said was tipas soina. And on Sade, he means shtiyah merube. So I know what he wanted to say, but he didn't say. By nedorim, you need levati bisfosai. And on Sade, he wants to ask a shtiyah merube, will not make it a nether. So memele, so you don't have a nether. What he said, he doesn't mean. I also have an on Sade. What he meant, he didn't say. Masha'enke, when he says koinam, Shlei efchais minasela. So the nether is kainam your money. Shlei efchais minasela is a tnai. That means when am I making a kainam on your money? When I'm making a kainam on your money, if you'll give me less than a sell. He doesn't mean if you give me less than a sell. That he doesn't mean, right. What does he mean? But he means if you'll give me 2 dinrim, then I'll make a kainam. That he means, take. But here, the Anaheban Ansadi, that he means that. In Hilchis Tnoyim, there's no din levati bisvasayim. That means, the kainam, he said that a lotion, I'm asking your money, period. That's the kainam. So the kainam was said, b'mloi muvin hamila. But he made a condition to the kainam. When am I asking your money? If you'll give me less than a seller. Now, less than a seller, we have, it doesn't mean less than a seller. He means 2 dinrim. That's what he means. So fine. So as long as I know what he means, I feel he didn't say it out. But in Hilchis Tnoim could be an Amfadi is also sufficient. As long as I know what the condition that he meant. In Hilchis Nidorim, there's a Din Levati Bisphosayim, so an Amfadi will not help. But Nilchis Tnoim, an Amfadi will help, so that's what he said. I know that that's a tonight for if you'll give two dindrim, I'm making a tonight. I'm making the koinem. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav Asi. Abo nedorim halolu tzrichim shaylo lechochem. He says, Rav Yudam Aravasi said, these four Nedorim need Shaila Lechoch. Kimri say, Kame de Shmuel. So he told us over to Shmuel what Ravasi had said. Omar, so Shmuel says, I don't understand what he's saying. Tane toni abo Nedorim itiru chachomim, vat omrim tzriche Shaila Lechochem, yusi nira Shaila Lechochem. So I saw a very interesting pshat in Ravasi. I mean, what's pshat in Ravasi? Ravasi said, Tzriche Shailo Lechochem. So the Teferes Siyan says pshat as follows. He says, first of all, Ravasi had a problem in the Mishnah. Abon Dorim Hitiru Chachomim. That's this Perek. And the second parak says Va'elu Matorim. Here it says Hitiru Chachamim. Hitiru Chachamim. So he understood as follows. What's that Hitiru Chachamim? He says, why would they matter? Because Anan Sadi, he doesn't mean it. That's what he's saying. He doesn't mean what he's saying. Fine. So they were matter. He doesn't mean what he's saying. But he says there's a klal kol heichad de'ikel levruri mevarerina. So let's find out if he doesn't mean. Adarabba, we had the Rishalmi brings down. Hode de teime b'shem mamidim avob mamidim tzrichen etachochem. I mean, it's not poshet. I can assume b'stome that's derech atagrim most moichim and loikrim they talk like that. Just to convince the lekeich to raise the price, or for the meicher to lower the price, but that's a derer